Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So no one told me school was gonna be this way. I got my lessons ready, but the students are MIA.
Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, how are you?
Wow, I am wide awake.
Who's up for guacamole?
It's National Guacamole Day.
Oh, is that today?
Hello, guac.
Holy guacamole.
Guacamole!
Oh, guacamole!
Whoa, this is so slimy.
Happy National Guacamole Day.
It's showtime.
Oh my gosh, I didn't realize when I woke up this morning what a big day this is going to be.
I know.
It's not on my list. Really?
Yeah.
I feel like we just celebrated.
What's
it
the
too.
Date today? The 16th?
Yes.
Yeah.
I got American Legion Day. I got Collect Rocks Day, Step Family Day, Mayflower Day, Mexican Independence, National Play-Doh Day, and Working Parents Day. I do not have Guacamole Day.
No, I just looked up National Guacamole Day, and it's today.
No, I believe that, but how is this not on my list?
Right, that's
Man,
a major error.
At least three people in our organization are going to be fired for this. It's a shame. It is a shame, but at the same time, this is a big one. Yeah, there's National Guacamole Day, but there's also National Avocado Day.
Maybe that's it.
So I think maybe that's what you're thinking
I
of.
Celebrate both, really.
But had I known, I'd have gotten some Nacho Mamas in here for us.
Ooh, yeah.
And us. By us, I mean me and Kevin.
Yes.
Hey, I'm closer to Nacho Mamas than you are right now.
Right now you are, yes. That is
true. I might take a long coffee break and just go down the street.
Nothing wrong with that as long as somebody gets it.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. Happy National Guacamole Day on this Wednesday.
How's everybody?
I got my computer back!
Hey!
Shout out to Emma's mom for shipping my whole backpack with all my stuff in it. And wow. I feel more complete now.
Yeah.
I also am officially out of the apartment.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Man.
Did some final grabbing and cleaning with my dad. And it's out. End of an era. It feels good. It was sad, but it feels really, really good to not have to worry about it anymore. And my keychain is smaller. So what's accentuated now are all the keychains I've gotten from Lance.
And you don't have to worry about germs
and
from
Kevin.
People in your elevator kicking their buttons during coronavirus.
That is also true.
Yep.
That is also true. They put cameras in there, I noticed yesterday, in the elevator.
Really?
All these people, if you missed it, people started kicking buttons because they didn't want to touch the buttons. And as a result, our elevator was constantly broken because these buttons were very fragile.
Well, yeah, because you don't kick them.
Yeah. Just one of the things we're dealing with. With the coronavirus. But the point is, we're here and I've got my computer.
Yeah, right.
Yay!
And it's Wednesday, so we have a lot on the show today, including Comics Cage Match. I hope with all the stuff you had going on yesterday, you're ready for this. You should be, because A, you're a comedian, mm-hmm. and B, you have your laptop back.
Mm-hmm.
But you and Kevin are facing off around 8:20 this morning.
I haven't even opened the laptop yet. I'm excited to do that. But no, I've got jokes.
Okay, good.
Don't you worry.
Yeah, I'm prepared too. I was looking, you know, we created this a couple of months back and you started talking about your elevator and I forgot we have an elevator jingle for you.
Tim's in an elevator. There's something awkward going down.
Wait, what do we make that for, though?
You made it for people kicking the buttons and then just never played it?
Yeah.
Well, now we can't play it.
You had several different elevator stories.
Yeah, that's
back
right.
Back to back several months ago. And when you start talking about the elevator, I was like, oh, that's right. We've got a jingle for that.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever heard that. But yeah, I had a lot of weird interactions in my elevator.
Yeah. So like, now we've played it. We're good.
Yeah, the elevator's gone forever. Yeah. Unless I go over to Jen's house. She's got the...
Things you didn't know around 7:35 this morning. And never fear. People are worried about Halloween being canceled. But guess what's not being canceled? Sexy Halloween costumes.
Ooh.
We have the first of the season. And we'll talk about them just before 7 o'clock this morning.
Oh, man. It's going to be a good one. Let's take a look at your weather before we throw it to Lance for traffic. It's brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. Hazy sunshine again today. High of 84. Partly cloudy tonight. It'll get down to 63 tomorrow. Just a little bit cooler. Partly sunny and cooler with a high of 78. Right now it is 61 in St. Louis. Here's Lance. We'll go look at your roads.
Thank you, Tim. We have some slow going coming out of downtown because of late run.
Once again, it is time to take another revealing peek back into history.
As we look back on this day, September 16th, Tim had mentioned earlier today is Mayflower Day. And that is because on this day, back in 1620, the Mayflower left England heading towards Plymouth Rock. Took 66 days. 132 people on board the Mayflower. And because of that, we get Thanksgiving! Yay! But that happened on this day, as I said, in 1620.
They took off.
They left England because of religious persecution. And they founded, the Pilgrims. Then they founded, Plymouth Rock. And the rest, as they say, is history. On this day, also 41 years ago, a pretty big event in music. Because this is the day that the first rap song was officially released.
I said a hip hop, the hip it, the hip it, do the hip, hip hop, you don't stop the rockin', do the bang, bang, boogie, say up, jump the boogie, to the rhythm of the boogie to beat.
Sugar Hill
now,
Gangs.
Now, what you hear is not a test, I'm a rapping to the beat. It's just me, Kevin, and Jen and Lance.
I'm trying to remember. I recently ran across something that song has some kind of St. Louis connection. I'm trying to
really
see if I can find that real quick.
Is it that my band in high school, Fat Chance, played it? Is that what you're thinking of? was it that Fat Chance used to play it at the side door? And my buddy John Manganiello would come up and do that second verse?
Would he really?
Yeah. He's good. Gifted. Very gifted.
I ran across that story somewhere recently, and
it got its radio started East St. Louis.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
If you ask Ronald Butts or DJ G-Wiz, he said that they were one of the first ones to get the record on and be successful.
Is that it, Lance, you think?
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
DJ G-Wiz.
They tried to get stations in New York City and across the country to play the song, but they refused, and the station, I'm trying to figure out, it doesn't say what station. You would think that would be a major part of the story.
Right, yeah. The single actually became a huge smash, selling 2 million copies in the U.S. Again, it's Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang. And then also on this day, speaking of music, this is music and television combined, because 36 years ago, an awesome show debuted on NBC.
Oh.
Miami Vice. Man, who didn't want to be unshaven like Crockett?
One of the classic 80s looks when people dress up for an 80s party with the pastel blazers. I think pink blazer and blue, light blue shirt underneath.
Shoes with no socks.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of musical guest stars as either, cops or villains on that show. I just remember that being like, a staple. Of my I guess my middle school years, watching that, you know, going, wow, who's on? Because it was like, you know, the MTV generation as well,
yeah.
You know, and they would be on, you know, Miami Vice. But that premiered on this day 36 years ago in 1984. Another big TV.
Big screen version, bad. Colin Farrell and Jamie Foxx didn't go as planned.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it just had the impact, yeah.
But not as bad as Chips, am I right?
Right.
Yeah. That's a good point.
What is?
And then also on this day, 26 years ago, we've kind of brought this in several times. This was the day that Exxon was ordered to pay $5 billion, with a B, dollars in damages for the Exxon Valdez oil spill from 1989. It was actually a Phase 3 part of the trial. Phase 1 of the trial was in June of 1994. That's when they found the captain of the Exxon Valdez, Joseph Hazelwood, guilty of recklessness. Mm. And then there was money paid out there. Then in August of 84, there was more damages of $287 million paid to the fishermen. And then by 94 in September here, the jury awarded $5 billion in punitive damages, making it the largest monetary award at that time for the damages done because of the oil spill. Now, it's been contested over years. Exxon spent billions actually just doing the cleanup. And that's kind of also kind of pushed back how much they actually owe. But for the most part, most of it's been paid back and paid for the damages done by the Exxon Valdez. So, wow. So, we go from the Mayflower sailing here to an oil spill to some cool music on this day, September 16th.
I found the station that broke it.
Yeah, what is it?
WESL, which I don't think exists anymore. AM station. Used to be 1490, I think, on AM.
Oh, okay.
Really? Mm-hmm. That song is 9 minutes long, I think, right?
That was one of the reasons they say why people didn't want to play it. It was too long.
I said a hit, hop, the hip, the hip, do the hip, hip, hop, you don't stop the rockin' to the bang, bang, boogie, sit up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat.
Gentleman Jim Gates,
yeah,
the DJ who thought it was gonna be something, and he gave it to the DJ on the air at the time, EDB.
He's still around too. And I think the 12-inch version of Rapper's Delight is even longer than 10 minutes. I think it goes for a while.
When we used to play it, it clocked in around 7 minutes. depending on how many of the words we could remember. And I did I did one of those breakdowns in it. People loved it. I was wearing a toe ring. No big deal.
It was late in the set, maybe.
A lot of info. Mm-hmm.
All right, Lance, how are the roads this morning?
Well, we are making some progress with picking up the road work. This is on westbound 70 coming out of downtown. It covered a very long stretch when we...
Y98, it's the Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance this morning. It's 626, another beautiful day. If you liked yesterday and the day before, it's basically on repeat. A couple degrees warmer, 84, and then tomorrow, a high of just 76. Right now, 57 downtown.
My new ring light showed up. The replacement ring light, you guys may have heard that my love interest left the ring light on for 9 straight days, and then it didn't work anymore.
You were on vacation, and she had turned it. She forgot to turn it off.
Yep, 9 days. Anyway, I got a new one. I'm pretty excited about it. But it was one of my best ever online purchases. Another one of my greatest online purchases. This little like mobile dolly that you fold up, but then you unfold, and it works as a dolly. I got it to take Ludo gear around, mm-hmm. but I used it a bunch in the move last night. Another one of my favorites. Came across this thing. It says how long it takes us to make major purchases online. Major purchases, like, for example, a printer or a new TV, they're saying. Any idea the average from start to finish?
Oh, my Lord. I keep browsers up for days sometimes because I just can't pull the trigger.
Exactly.
It's embarrassing.
I do too. 3 hours and 5 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, I would believe it.
I'm going to break it down phase by phase. You guys tell me how long. Deciding whether or not you actually need something, that's a hard thing to guess, but they've got it listed at 35 minutes.
Yeah.
Searching different sites for the actual product you want. I think that's fairly quick for me usually. Any ideas how long?
15 minutes?
33.
Oh, wow.
Reading the reviews and recommendations. That's where you got to get in, and that's where it's worth putting in the time.
That's also where you hesitate, don't you think?
Sure.
Like, you start reading reviews, and you're like, oh, I don't know if I should do this.
You get some roadblocks.
What is it called? Paralyzation by overanalyzation?
Yeah.
How long is that? Maybe 20 minutes?
29 minutes.
Yeah.
And the average person says they wouldn't buy something if it had less than 3.4 out of 5 stars.
Oh.
Which I think I'm like that too. I will not even start reading reviews.
I'm a 4-star person, mm-hmm. at least.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at that. Comparing products and narrowing it down to a specific brand.
Oh, gosh. I just did this the other day for a paper shredder.
Amazon, I love it when they get the chart out.
You
scroll down far enough and they'll compare things for you. It's great.
Yeah.
31 minutes.
Okay. God, it's like about a half an hour for each thing.
Yeah.
Each stage is a half an hour.
Sharing links and asking for advice from friends or family. Do you guys do that?
Ryan and I, like, I'll say, what do you think? Or he'll say the same thing. But sometimes you got to cut out the middleman.
Yeah.
that prolongs this even more.
Jen refers to her husband as the middleman.
Sorry, Ryan.
They say 14 minutes of doing that.
Oh, okay.
I will. There are very few things that I'll crowdsource and be like, all right, what does everybody think? But if there's something where I feel I'm totally in the dark on, my other favorite thing to do that for, it's a little different, is, hey, what movie should I watch? I've narrowed it down to these three. Pick one. Mm. And people, that's a really good way to pick a movie. But I don't know if I do it for, you know what? I did it for Hulu versus all the different YouTube TV.
What's the bling and all that stuff.
Yeah, because that got pretty, pretty touch and go for a minute there.
Oh, Lord.
Finally deciding on something and putting it in your cart, they say 19 minutes.
Jeez.
Where's the, okay, you want this, you've got this, you're going to get it, and then you realize it's sold out. And now you've got to find something else. Because, you know, we got brand new furniture for our porch. And we looked at what we wanted, and it was like, oh, this is great. Okay, we're going to go to Wayfair. They've got it. And then, nope, sold out. Okay, we're going to go here. They got it. No, it's sold out. And then you got to find a whole new product. You got to find something new. That takes, to me, that takes the most time.
Yeah.
Because then you're just like, that's
sometimes you don't see the sold out button right away.
Right.
And you fall in love with something, and you already are envisioning it in your home, and then it's gone.
We're going through that with the new house, because everyone's getting house stuff right now.
Oh, yeah. Patio stuff has been sold out for months.
Uh-huh. And finally, we have just cardboard boxes out on our patio. The best we can do. And finally, the actual purchase, they say 24 minutes before you finally pull the trigger, once it's even in your cart.
That's why sometimes that buy now button is key.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you'll even click, buy this. Put it, add to cart, and then it sits in the cart for days.
The step two, where if it's not Amazon, if it's something where I have to put in credit card information, they lose me there a lot of times. Not that it's their fault.
Yeah,
it's just the final commitment.
Right.
Because on Amazon or something where you're already pre-registered and it's just a click, you're not even thinking about it.
Exactly.
But if they're like, all right, get it out, put the number in, it gives me a little more pause, I'd say.
Get it out. I have my credit card number memorized, so maybe that shows that I have a problem. I'm gonna be taking some calls from counselors in the 7 o'clock hour, but Entertainment Schmig is up next. Another celebrity talking about their
it takes.
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Brought to you by Club Fitness. Celebrate 37 years with Club Fitness and join with 37-cent enrollment. Let's start with the trailers that dropped yesterday. The biggest one, I know, you've already seen it. The Christmas Chronicles 2.
You're in Santa's village. The real one.
Oh!
Mrs. Claus designed everything.
Well, if she designed this place, I think it should be called Mrs. Claus's Village.
Well, I never thought of that.
Of course you didn't.
I had extraordinarily high hopes for the first one. And it was not very good.
No, not great.
But it is cool.
But I guess people liked it.
You know, Goldie Hawn, you know, they set her up in the first, and she is back as Mrs. Claus. I like that. I like that.
That was cute.
Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn.
It's a cute thing for the kids to watch. It's fine. But The Mandalorian is the big one that dropped yesterday. Disney Plus, everyone's getting excited for it to come out October 30th. People said this is the buzziest show just because they managed to get all their filming in before all filming shut down due to coronavirus. So there's not a whole lot coming out in the next couple of months worth getting excited about. But The Mandalorian trailer, lots of Baby Yoda.
The songs of eons past tell of battles between Mandalore the Great and an order of sorcerers called Jedi.
You expect me to search the galaxy and deliver this creature to a race of enemy sorcerers?
This is the way.
They didn't show any of the new characters. Did you see any in it? I mean, I know Rosario Dawson's supposed to be in there, Timothy Oliphant. Bunch of stars in the second season. They just showed the people we already know.
Yeah, and then there was a Cyclops that could be somebody. I don't know.
Oh, that's true. Because there are so many people you didn't realize who it was. Or they voiced a character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm excited. October.
And those speeder 30th. Bikes look awesome. That scene looks so cool.
Yeah, it's really awesome. On the Today Show yesterday, Neil Patrick Harris talked about his experience with coronavirus.
Well, we feel great. It happened very early, like late March, early April. We were doing our best before, and I thought I had the flu, and I didn't want to be paranoid about it. And then I lost my sense of taste and smell, which was a big indicator. Mm-hmm. So we hold up, and it was not pleasant, but we got through it and have antibodies and are feeling good. We want to make sure everyone's doing their best to slow this down every way possible, for sure.
5 months ago. So lots of celebrities coming out now. The Rock, Neil Patrick Harris, just in the last few weeks and saying they had it a while back. I wonder if they were afraid to talk about it for fear of backlash.
Yeah, I could see that.
Tom Hanks admitted when he had it and he was still battling it, but he was the first celebrity. And then we realized, you don't really know what your symptoms are going to be. So I don't know if people are waiting just to make sure they're in the clear.
I would think so, yeah. Mm-hmm. If they end up in the hospital or something, they, want privacy there. I mean, I would think they're just waiting till it's over. I don't have a problem with that. I don't think the celebrity, as long as they're being safe and quarantining, I don't think celebrities have an obligation to be like, I got it.
I know. Social media is so harsh to judge. You know, there are people who are contracting this and taking every precaution that they can, and they're still getting it. And then there are just reckless behaviors where people are getting it too. And very early on, I said, let's not judge. We don't want people being afraid to come forward and say that they have it. It's an interesting time. Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos just announced that they are giving scholarships to 20 college-bound homeless students.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they're going to give them laptops and $2,000 each from the first ever WIN scholarship fund. So, yeah, there are lots of I think we've realized during COVID, there are lots of students who are homeless. And during this time, it's really interesting, especially if they can't be on campus. So they're trying to give them access to technology, books, transportation, other essentials that aren't covered by financial aid.
That's great.
Yeah.
Aunt Becky should throw in on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Dax Shepard's podcast game is very strong. Armchair Expert is interesting, especially when he talks about his own personal struggles and how he got sober. It's a pretty compelling listen. His most recent podcast, though, is grabbing headlines, because he and Kristen Bell talk about how their girls, who are 5 and 7, were drinking O'Doul's during their Zoom classes.
That's not good.
Dax, he drinks it because he's been sober for 16 years. And apparently, one of them went to check on the girls, because they have 15-minute breaks where they can grab a snack and move around. They went to check on them at 9:30, and both of them were drinking an O'Doul's on their Zooms. They're both just sipping their Doolies, and apparently they let their girls have these. Kristen Bell said, "You're welcome to tell me I'm a terrible parent. I don't care. I'm learning every day." I'm sure lots of people have strong opinions.
And so Jule's the one that's non-alcoholic, but it's got like a little something in there.
I thought there was 0.05% alcohol by volume.
I just remember the commercials. It's what beer drinkers drink when they're not drinking beer.
Mm-hmm. Or Kristen Bell's kids.
Right. Or five-year-olds. That is Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com, including that Mandalorian trailer and the Christmas Chronicles 2 trailer. Y98.
By all means.
Harry Styles.
Harry Styles. Harry Styles. This is the wake up on Y98.
Harry Styles, by the way, just announced yesterday that he's canceled the rest of his shows for 2020. Thanks, Harry. He's a little late to the game, don't you think?
Yeah, really. He was late on the, because he had one in July. He was supposed to be in Chicago the same weekend Ludo was. And we canceled it, I don't know, 2 months before him. And I remember thinking, if Harry Styles plays and we pulled the plug already, I'm going to feel dumb. But He's just slow on that for some reason.
I think some of it is where the shows were. Australia, New Zealand, which hadn't seen that many cases. They just had like a few cases recently. Mexico and South America. And he said he remains optimistic for 2021.
Yeah, you're Harry Styles. You're optimistic about everything.
Yeah.
Life is good. It's a good time to be Harry Styles, whether your tour got canceled or not.
I know. This is The Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance. Let's talk Halloween costumes, because Kevin's family was searching yesterday. We were searching here. The first sexy Halloween costumes have dropped. Sexy Tiger King.
I saw them. You can see it online at Y98.com. Not a lot of effort.
No.
Kind of a recycling of one of them.
And somebody said, like, really? Be original. There are going to be a million Tiger King. This is actually Tiger Queen. Tiger Queen and Coolest Cat. You have to have a tiger costume. And then Tiger Queen has, like, a denim look bottom and a sequin tiger print top. And then a glittery nude attached undershirt. There's also a tiger on a matching stuffed tiger on the shoulder. And a hot pink trucker hat.
Nice.
That says Roar on it. Yeah.
That's the costume, by the way, we chose for Jackson. That's
good. So what did your kids end up getting?
Know, it's funny. Jackson was talking about how, you know, because we were discussing, do we think Halloween will be canceled? What's it going to look like because of the COVID thing? And Sarah, and my wife, and Jackson were like, no, we're doing it. It's going to happen. You know, there's apparently some new way you can actually, they're talking about these candy shoots that certain neighborhoods are putting, you know, in their homes, so they'll just shoot the candy down to the kid.
Really?
Which I thought was, I was like, that's brilliant.
That's pretty smart.
Is it like a slide?
Yeah, like a little, I don't know.
Like a tube almost.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so, you know, and we all agreed, you know, if you're wearing a mask giving out the candy and they're wearing a mask because they're trick-or-treating,
you don't need the tube.
As long as there's not really a crowd. You know, we'll be spacious, but he hasn't really decided, though, really what he wants to be. And every year it becomes something different. Like, you know, he was Black Panther one year, and then he was just a ghost out of the blue. Just we took an old bed sheet and cut it up. And then last year he bought a motorcycle helmet at a garage sale and, you know, became a motorcycle rider.
Nice.
Just out of the blue. So he hasn't decided yet, but we'll see.
Grant, speaking of like different ways to trick or treat, Grant's Farm is doing some event this year. It's their first ever Halloween drive-through experience. You get to drive your own car through Grant's Farm's property, and they're going to have 9 different like Halloween scenes set up.
I had some buddies do that in high school, got in a lot of trouble.
Drive through Grant's Farm.
Their own car through the property. Didn't turn out well.
Yeah. And then, I don't know. That's a cool new thing.
Right.
But so I saw that. It starts October 1st. And I realized, oh, we need to maybe look for Halloween costumes. So my daughter started searching. Oh, she's here. Hold on. She's got her picture opened up and ready to go. So she searched Descendants because she's like in that age.
Mm-hmm. The George Clooney movie?
Yeah, right. What do you want to be?
There's this costume that has lights and it's a rainbow one.
Ooh.
And there's wings and you get to hold on to them. And I want that for Halloween.
It's a LED butterfly wings belly dancer's costume.
Oh, man. Yeah. I like that one a lot.
We're going to have to cover that one up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Especially at the end of
You want to go so you guys can have a talk real quick, Tim?
Right.
KYKY FM HD1 St. Louis is powered by the Bomarito Automotive.
Oh, man. Is there a lot of talk about in baseball? What a weird day yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Sorry, I'm going to drive the bus here, Tim.
Drive it.
Just you wait. Your Y98 St. Louis baseball update is brought to you by ExploreSt.Louis.com. Why? Well, the Cards. Oh, boy. All right, so last night they start their third game with the Brewers in a stretch of 27 hours. So the schedule's just really a grind right now for the Cardinals. It didn't go well. Final was Milwaukee 18, St. Louis 3. Milwaukee got 7 in the 4th, 6 more runs in the 5th. Also, Yachty was called for catcher's interference in the 5th when a Ryan Braun swing hit him in the left wrist. That led to a bunch of chirping from the Milwaukee dugout. That led to the benches clearing. Both managers, Mike Schilt and Craig Counsell, were ejected at that point. Molina, surprisingly, stayed in the game with that injured wrist for 2 more innings, during which time he began arguing with the umpires. He finally, Yachty, left the game in the 7th. X-rays were taken. The last word I saw is no result yet. So the Cardinals have to play 2 again against Milwaukee. Keep in mind, the other day, on Monday, they played 2 games. That was a doubleheader. Both went into extra innings. Then they had this blowout game yesterday where Yachty got hurt, and now they got to play a doubleheader today. Game 1 is at 4:10 this afternoon in Milwaukee. The coverage is on KMOX 1120.
Ugh. Let me ask you this. I saw some of it, but not the whole thing. Why was Milwaukee chirping at Yachty?
I'm not sure we know. I mean, I saw the playback, too, and even John Rooney and Rick Horton were like, I'm not sure what got said, but something got said. Yachty got hurt, kind of wandered over toward the Milwaukee dugout and, you know, crouched down and was holding his wrist. The trainer came out. Mike Schilt came out, and something got said, and I think Schilt especially took offense to that, and that's where it all started.
I also was reading that Ryan Braun has a late swing, does this quite a bit. Like, he's more likely to hit a catcher than just about anybody.
Oh, really?
Because the catcher kind of instinctively goes in because every other batter doesn't swing that late, and it's kind of a weird thing that he does.
Yeah.
And I really dislike Ryan Braun.
Who don't?
Oddball game for the Cardinals last night. But there were 2 other weird games in baseball. Cubs and the Cleveland Indians last night. In that game, Javi Baez of the Cubs stole second. And when the throw from the catcher went into center field, he just kept running and went all the way around and scored, basically, by stealing second base and an error on the catcher.
Awesome.
But that game was, the Cubs were leading 5-3 in the 9th. Cleveland came back to tie at 5-5 in the top of the 9th. In the bottom of the 9th, on 2 consecutive pitches, the Cleveland reliever hit a Cubs batter. So he hit one guy to load the bases. The next pitch, he hit the next guy. That walked in the winning run. Cubs win at 6-5. And then the Cardinals have a little, well, they have some misery loving company, because Toronto didn't have a good day yesterday. New York Yankees 20, Toronto 6.
What is going on?
You got a compact season and bullpens are getting taxed. And if your starter is in trouble, then you're in trouble.
Yeah.
But, you know, we like talking about celebrating local guys. How about Luke Voit of the New York Yankees?
Oh,
Wildwood native, Lafayette High School graduate, Three for five yesterday, two home runs, five RBIs. He leads the major leagues with 18 home runs. If you want to project that, now I'm not going to tell you that this math is right because it's not my best when we start coming to percentages and stuff. But if my math is right, if you extend this 60-game season over 162 games and Luke Voit keeps that pace up, he's on pace to hit 60 if we were going to play 162 this year.
Hometown kid that we had and let go. It hurts. And he's just smashing right now.
Smashing him. Also in that blowout, it got so bad that Toronto put in infielder Santiago Espinal to pitch. He gave up a home run to New York Yankees DJ LeMahieu. The pitch on that home run, the pitch was clocked at 100, nope, 90, nope, 80, nope, 70, nope, 60, nope, 50, no, 48 miles an hour. 48 miles LeMahieu an hour.
Swing twice.
I could pitch the majors.
Kevin driving that ball?
Yeah,
That's the deal. That's great.
48 miles an hour. One more note on baseball. 2020 postseason, like we talked about yesterday, the best of three wild card series will be played in the home ballparks of the top four seeds in each league. After that, and this is what we talked about yesterday, now confirmed, the postseason will go bubble with games played in San Diego, L.A., Houston, and Dallas. That means it'll be the first neutral site World Series in modern Major League Baseball history.
But what if the Rangers make the World Series?
True. That is correct. If the Rangers can make the World Series, then it would not be.
Right.
But it would also be all seven games. I guess that would be the only World Series in history where one team is the home team for the whole time. That weird thing like where, you know, they play a doubleheader and like, remember when the Cardinals would go to Wrigley and the Cubs would be the visiting team in the second game?
I bet they would do that.
Yeah, they probably would do that. Probably would. Let's talk soccer. Today's the day you can place your season ticket deposit with St. Louis City SC this morning at 10 a.m. And the deposit can cost as little as $50. There are some more pricier plans than that, but you can make that deposit for as little as $50. All the details and the place to go to make those deposits again starting this morning at 10, stlcitysc.com. All right, a couple other things here. Last night in the NBA. Second time in a row, Denver has come back from being down 3-1 in a series and come all the way back and won it. LA Clippers are out. Denver wins the deciding Game 7, and they did it pretty handily there in the Western Conference semis. Final, Denver 104, Clippers 89. In the Eastern Conference Finals, that was Game 1. Miami wins that 117-114 over Boston. NHL playoffs, Islanders, not done yet, facing elimination. They notch a 2-1 double overtime win over Tampa Bay last night, but the Lightning still leads that series 3-2. Interesting note from LSU. The head football coach says that most of the Tigers football team at LSU has caught COVID-19.
Whoa. Most.
What? Most. His exact quote is, again, quote, not all of our players, but most of our players have caught it, unquote.
Jeez.
Yikes.
We've said that's really scary. There are some doctors that have been looking into certain athletes getting this and the lingering effects, like an inflamed heart.
Yeah.
God, that's so scary when you're talking, these elite athletes could have their careers ended because of this, depending on what the side effects are, the lasting side effects.
Jen's right. I mean, that's something you're seeing a lot of stories of now recently, only because we're not that deep, sadly, into this pandemic where we're starting to kind of only follow up, have enough of a history and track record to follow to see what the after effects are once you've caught the virus. So
Kevin talked about it with his doctor. His doctor said she, you know, has since recovered, but every once in a while her heart rate will race. She'll be out of breath. She'll have to sit down for like no apparent reason.
Yeah, it's like she says like she climbed a mountain. She just feels exhausted out of the blue and she's not really done anything.
Comes on all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Huh? Weird.
Yeah. Wear your mask.
Sports Chatter!
Thank you, Lance. And a shout out to the St. Louis kid with his debut last night on the mound for the Boston Red Sox.
Hauk. I forgot to mention that. Tanner Hauk.
Yeah, five innings. Got the win. Zero earned runs. Seven strikeouts.
Yeah, I saw one clip, one highlight clip, and it was interesting, too. I can't remember who he struck out on the Marlins, but they had the reaction. It was the end of the inning, and the guy in the Marlins was, like, shaking his head. It's like, wow, that was a good pitch.
He looked great, so congrats to him. World was ending. You come over right. You come over, you come over, you come over right. If the world was ending, you come over right. That is J.P. Sachs and Julia Michaels. The song is called If the World Was Ending, and it's on Y98. This is The Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance.
All right, some stupid criminals in the news. One in Georgia. They're hoping that they can get him to show up to the police station because police attempted a traffic stop Monday morning, and the suspect got out of their vehicle and ran away. Okay, fine. That first, number one, they still have the vehicle. And number two, there is something inside. A winning lottery ticket. The scratch-off is worth $100. So the sheriff's office put a picture of it up on Facebook and said, congratulations, you can claim your ticket at, put the address, which is obviously the police station. They say, it'll be here waiting for you. And congrats. Another just weird one out of Canada. Somebody walked into somebody's house in the middle of the night while these people were asleep and didn't steal anything. Just pooped in the dishwasher.
What? Why?
Don't know.
Type of message do you think that sends? Or what type of message are they trying to send? Who wronged them? What? Any ideas here?
Yeah, don't you think it's someone they know who's trying to get back at them? I don't know.
Yes, I do. That's what I would call a crime of passion.
I have to poop.
Definitely a personal relationship. And they need a new dishwasher.
Yeah.
For sure. I hope they're using Upkeep. UpkeepSTL.com. They will take care of your appliances, even with tragedies like that. They're going to ask you what happened. They're going to be like, what, who, how did this go down?
Yeah.
But they'll take care of you.
It wasn't a hit and run. It was a...
Oh. Little early cage match going on here.
All right, that's all I got. We have things you didn't know coming up in about 6 minutes on Y98.
Love you like me. There are things you know and things you don't. These are things you don't.
Things you didn't know, where I got plenty of things to blow your mind. Here's something you didn't know. Every letter in English is silent in at least one word, except for the letter V. It's never silent. Unbelievable.
That's airy interesting.
Here's something you didn't know. We all currently have hemorrhoids. They're just not inflamed.
What?
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so that's the name of a body part?
It's a part. Yeah. Yeah.
Science.
Hey, Kevin.
Yes.
You've got hemorrhoids.
You've got hemorrhoids. You've got hemorrhoids. You all have hemorrhoids.
Huh.
Here's something you didn't know. The most common street name in the United States. Any guesses?
Broadway.
No.
Main Street.
No.
It's going to be something like Maple.
No. Second Street. Because when a town has their first street, they might call it First Street, but they may also call it Main Street. But they pretty much always call their second street, Second Street.
Lance, downtown, do we have a Second Street? And do we have a First Street?
No, we got a Second Street on the landing. First Street, I guess technically, don't know if there's any stretches of it called First Street, but it was Wharf Street and then Lenore K. Sullivan Boulevard.
Oh, yeah.
There might still be a stretch of it called First Street somewhere. Okay. That's a good question. I got to look.
I'm just fact-checking Tim's theory here.
Not a theory. Here's something you didn't know. The Sixth Commandment literally translates from Hebrew as thou shalt not murder, not thou shalt not kill, because it took into account that people might face situations like war or self-defense and they got to kill somebody. Makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Here's something you didn't know. The U.S. Constitution is 4,400 words, which makes it the shortest constitution of any major country in the world. Here's something you didn't know. The American film industry only produces the third most movies in the world. Who's making more?
India.
Yeah, India. That's right. But the other one?
China.
Making more than us? Nigeria.
What?
Uh-huh. Here's something you didn't know. The first script for E.T. was a horror movie. Steven Spielberg decided he'd like it better as a family movie, and that horror script was rewritten to become Poltergeist.
Wow!
E.T. still scary.
Doesn't it also sort of bum you out, this heartwarming tale that's like just this wonderful, amazing story, and at one point Spielberg was like, less horror, more family.
You still have all those federal agents crashing through the windows to steal E.T.? I mean, it's still a little scary. And out in the shed? Oh, but Poltergeist is terrifying. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he ramped it up for sure.
Here's something you didn't know. If you have two arms, all of us here do, you have an above average number of arms.
What?
It's kind of obvious. Think about it. Almost no one has more than two arms, but some people have zero or one. That means the average number of arms worldwide is just slightly less than two. So, Kevin, you have an above average number of arms and hemorrhoids.
Finally, I'm excelling in something.
I smell promo right here.
Out of this. You're right.
Here's something you didn't know. The most common name for counties in the United States is...
Jefferson?
Jefferson is second.
Ooh.
Number one is Washington. Washington County, there are 31. Jefferson County, there are 26. Jefferson County, never mind. I won't. I love Jefferson County. I love it. Here's something you didn't know. The Russian delegation showed up 12 days late to the 1908 Olympics in London because they were still using the old Julian calendar and didn't realize that the rest of the world had switched to the Gregorian calendar.
Really?
That's a funny one.
Stuff like that happened all the time. Where are the Russians? Here's something.
We use different calendar.
Here's something
that
you
was
didn't.
Terrible.
Calendar. A different calendar. Here's something you didn't know. Neil deGrasse Tyson is one of the most famous astrophysicists in the world. Turns out he's also a fantastic dancer, and he won a gold medal at a dance meet in 1985 doing Latin ballroom for the University of Texas dance team. My favorite part is that they say he's one of the most famous astrophysicists.
Or the only.
Yeah.
They don't want anybody complaining.
I wonder, he'd win Dancing with the Stars, probably.
I would think so. But
I think
he
should go on there just to prove that it's not about the best dancer, right?
Was there or is there a dance team at the University of Missouri, Tim Convey?
I have absolutely no idea.
I would
assume.
Texas has a dance team?
Yeah. Well, in 85, they did.
Okay.
I don't know if there's a Tiger dance team. Probably. They're probably great. Here's something you didn't know. There's a tale that a runner from Oregon named Forrest Smithson won the 110-meter hurdles at the 1908 Olympics, same Olympics, while carrying a Bible in his hand. Now, there aren't official reports that confirm it. He may have just posed with the Bible in his hand after the race, but that's what people say.
Huh.
There's a Russian account of it, but everyone knows that's not true because they weren't even there. Here's something you didn't know. Every British king or queen has a second birthday assigned to them if their real birthday isn't in the summer so that there's good weather for their birthday parade. For example, Queen Elizabeth II's real birthday is April 21st, but her official birthday is held on a Saturday in June.
What?
Did you say a Saturday?
Yeah, which is also interesting. I guess they move it.
So do they just like, oh, hey, second Saturday, weather's looking good. Let's make it birthday Saturday.
That's nuts.
Or maybe she's older than we think. Here's something you didn't know. The word oxymoron is actually an oxymoron. It's a combination of two Greek words, oxy meaning sharp and keen, and moron meaning dull and stupid. I'm not bored yet, even if you guys are. Here's something you didn't know.
No comment.
There's a real definition for a tropical location. It's a place between the Tropic of Cancer and the Tropic of Capricorn. For the U.S., only Hawaii is technically tropical. Here's something you didn't know. It's kind of like the E.T. thing. This will bum me out. The original title of the book 1984 was 1980. But George Orwell got sick while he was writing it. The book got delayed, and he wanted a large enough gap between when it was published and the future he was writing about.
Huh. Mm.
You get all like, oh, 1985. And it's just like, he was like, ah, just push it back.
Also, I wanted more of a family book.
I'm doing two more.
I take back apologizing for my Russian accent, by the way.
Hey, how do you know about George Orwell's accent?
I am in Russia. That was actually better. Here's something you didn't know. I'm doing two more, whether you like it or not. You've probably heard of the games Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego and Where in the USA is Carmen Sandiego. Yep. But the same company also created Where in North Dakota is Carmen Sandiego. In 1989, it was made for the Apple II computer, and it's the only Carmen Sandiego game where she's hiding in a specific state. I would get no answers right.
I'm going to say Bismarck.
Please tell me it's Bismarck. And why finally,
not? I think it's a city in North Dakota.
And finally, here's something you didn't know. Our bodies contain hemorrhoids. No. Our bodies contain 60 of the 118 elements on the periodic table, or about 51%. But there are only large quantities of six of them: oxygen, carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, calcium, and phosphorus.
Things you didn't know.
That was the phosphorus.
I was going to say, how many are represented there?
Lance on the red now with a look at traffic.
By the way, we do, alluding to this earlier, we do have a 1st Street and a 2nd Street in the Landing and south of downtown. And 1st Street is technically not the 1st Street west of the Mississippi.
What?
Lenore K. Sullivan is the 1st Street west of the Mississippi. 1st Street is the 2nd Street west of the Mississippi.
Lies.
Jen, how would a Russian take that news?
You sit on a throne of lies. I can't
West
do it.
Thanks,
Lance.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Like you did on me. Y98, that's Gabby Barrett and Charlie Puth hoping you get cheated on right here on The Wake Up.
I found this computer hack yesterday where when you find out one of these things, you want to scream like, I am the smartest person in the world! Or just get super excited about little hacks. So I learned this yesterday. When you are on a Zoom meeting, you know how everybody has trouble with the mute button.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're on a Zoom meeting.
Sorry, I was talking, but I think I was muted.
You're on a Zoom meeting, you're muted. You need to just say something really quickly like, here, or yes. And you're scrambling to find the unmute button, all this stuff. All you have to do is hit the space bar and hold it down.
What?
You hit the space bar, hold it down, it temporarily unmutes you, and then as soon as you release the space bar, you're back muted. Isn't that amazing?
Really?
Yeah. So, I was like...
I might start going to our Zoom meetings.
I was way too excited about this yesterday, and I said it's kind of like in the studio, a lot of people don't know this, we have for the microphones, you have a off button, an on button, and a cough button. So that if you can just press the cough button down and it temporarily mutes you. So it's like the reverse cough button. I'm way too excited about this. But it's just one of those
hacks that I didn't know I needed.
I love it. I can't wait to try it.
Yeah.
When do we have a meeting? Tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Guys, I'll be there.
Okay. We're excited to see you.
I will be there. I'll be reversed coughing a ton.
Any hacks you have, you can text us 314-531-9898. Foodstuffs is up next.
Foodstuffs!
8:05, it is time for Foodstuffs. I'm your host, Tim Connolly. Foodstuffs brought to you by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. And don't forget today, the dining rooms have opened back up at Salt and Smoke, all four locations. So it's a big day for that, big day for this too. Get ready. McDonald's, new spicy chicken McNuggets. They're out today, and today is a very special day because McDonald's is offering something they're calling Spice Assurance.
What does that mean?
You guys heard about this yet? Let's say you're a chicken nugget fan. Let's say you're curious about how spicy they are. You're curious to try the spicy ones, but you don't love heavy-duty spice. They're saying you may not want to order a whole thing of them and then only to find out that you wish you had the regular one. So just today, you can get Spice Assurance. You get the McDonald's app, and you, if you think you can handle the heat, you can get six more. It's basically a buy one, get one free deal. Mm-hmm. But your backup nuggets can either be more spicy if you feel good about it, or if you're like, I'm not so sure, you can get the six classic at no added cost.
Backup nuggets.
The kicker, there's a whole lot of fine print involved, 9,000 words to be exact, but they made this really long video with this guy, Anthony Spice Adams. He used to play in the NFL, now he's an actor and comedian. This video is 50 minutes long. Here's just 45 minutes of it.
Spice Assurance is six extra chicken McNuggets, either spicy or classic, given to a McDonald's customer when they order a 6-piece spicy chicken McNuggets on the McDonald's app. This order will provide the customer with a surge of pride, joy, and courage as they expand their experiences.
He goes on for 50 minutes breaking it all down. The point is, get on board today. Buy one, get one free nuggets is basically the headline there. New product. This is getting crazy. We like to talk about Red Lobster. We like to talk about Mountain Dew. They are teaming up for a Mountain Dew margarita.
Oh.
Red Lobster wouldn't be the place I would expect to debut any kind of new creative margarita.
Yeah.
Is that I've not spent much time inside Red Lobsters. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, we just talked about the Taco Bell wine, and I thought they needed a margarita. They should flip-flop. Red Lobster could have a nice wine to pair with your seafood.
Jen, that is not a bad idea.
And then Mountain Dew margaritas at Taco Bell. Mountain Dew margaritas in a Cool Ranch Doritos Locos Taco. I mean, is there a better match made anywhere?
Right. This thing looks as bright green as you'd expect, and there's some red salt on the rim. Should hit Red Lobster starting this month. It is called, of course, the Dew-garita.
The Dew-garita.
The Dew-garita.
Oh, Mountain Dew. Okay. Got it.
Miller Lite is coming out with something exciting for football season. The short version is it is a can that is also an antenna so that you can watch football. It's a cantenna. Here's their spot.
Buddy, you refuse to pay for a basic cable package, and now you're stuck in an endless click hell of football streams that lead nowhere.
You need the Cantenna from Miller Lite.
Cantenna.
It's a can of beer with a built-in digital TV antenna made just so you and your pals can watch football for free.
Wow.
Cantenna. I like it. The picture's funny, too.
Curious. I mean, is it a legit thing? Does it really work? How does it work?
They're saying that it does. It is a can of Miller Lite with a digital TV built in, so you can plug it into your TV and get networks like CBS, Fox, and NBC to watch the games.
Hmm. Plugging beer cans into your TV.
Yeah, something could go wrong. People are going to like dump Miller Lite into their TV and see
after
if it works.
After a few of them, yeah.
Yeah. If you want, you can go to Miller Lite's website, enter your email for a chance to win a Cantenna now through October 12th. And finally, Jen shared a hack earlier. We also did some things you didn't know. This is a little bit of both of those with some foodstuffs. You know the circles on the side of milk jugs?
Yeah.
The indentation.
Like they go, yeah.
They're there for a reason.
Why?
If you've ever accidentally dropped a gallon of milk before and walked away without it making a mess, you can thank the circle. The inverted circle actually warps outward when the jug hits the ground and expands to give the milk inside the jug a place to move. The circle also keeps the jug from exploding while it's sitting in your fridge. Milk expels gas over time, and the more gas as it approaches the expiration date, and you can tell that by the sour smell. With the expulsion of this gas, the pressure builds in the jug, and the circle again expands, allowing more space inside the jug as the pressure builds. So next time you get a gallon of milk, that's what the circle's all about.
Huh. So people always worry about their milk going bad. That's a good indicator that indentation expanding outward.
Oh, it'll have gone real bad by then.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Never mind.
Yeah, that's like you. Yeah, that's that. It's too late. You have to sell your house by that point if it pops out.
And burn it down to the ground.
Yeah, you're in big trouble. That's Foodstuffs. If you missed anything, always check out the podcast, Y98.com, or wherever you get your podcast, just look for The Wake Up with Jen and Tim. Foodstuffs!
All right. Happens every Wednesday around this time where two members of the morning show trade jokes based on a story, which I am about to read you. This week, it's Tim v. Kevin. Kevin was the champion last week. Let's see if he can continue. There's a 22-year-old woman named Julija Adlazic in Ljubljana, Slovenia. Early last year, she went to the hospital with a bad gardening accident. She accidentally lopped off her left hand with a saw. Surgeons were able to reattach it, but obviously, it doesn't work like it used to. After the accident, Julija filed claims with 5 insurance companies. She's gotten policies with all of them about a year earlier, and she was looking at a total of about $1.2 million. After an investigation, though, it appeared she cut off her hand on purpose for an insurance scam. There were lots of inconsistencies in her story. Plus, a few days before the accident, her boyfriend had searched online about how artificial hands work. On Friday, Julija was sentenced to 2 years in prison for insurance fraud. Her boyfriend got 3 years in prison for apparently masterminding the scam and convincing her to do it. Let's start with our challenger, Tim Convy.
I'm just going to get all these out of the way real quick. I'm glad the boyfriend got in trouble. He definitely had a hand in this. As soon as the cops heard the story, they knew this was his handiwork. He had an idea. He had this idea years ago and knew it would come in handy someday. The whole thing was pretty ambitious. You got to hand it to him.
Wow.
Okay, when do we start?
Kevin?
When they told her that this relationship might cost her an arm and a leg, she never thought they were that serious.
In Slovenia, hand cuts you off.
She should have been tipped off that her boyfriend wasn't quite right when he kept telling her that, you know, we can always rebuild you, we do have the technology, and now we only need $5 million.
She filed...
That was a $6 million man joke for all the kids out there.
She filed 5 insurance claims. She would have filed 6, but she could no longer count that high.
Raise your hand if you haven't done something stupid for love. Oh, I'm sorry. Too soon, Julija?
Oh, darn it. All right, Lance. You're
it's
the
tough.
Judge.
Well, in terms of sheer volume, clearly, Tim is the runaway winner. In terms of quantity, quality, though, that's what we're after here. And I think I have to give it to Kevin.
What?
Yep.
That's it, Lance?
That's it.
He's like, I was always a fan of the $6 million man.
Well, I like
the
that. It's an old school
strong.
And the last one was very good.
Yeah, very good. Congratulations, Kevin.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
That Do you not agree with my judgment?
You're the judge. Yeah, no, his last one was the best joke of the whole thing.
Oh,
so
thank
I
you.
Think
thank
it's,
you.
I think it's fair that Kevin takes this one.
It was hard, man. Yours were awesome.
All right, Kevin.
I gotta hand it to you.
And it keeps on coming.
All right.
Now hand over the trophy.
Next week, I will try my hand at taking on Kevin. Comics Cage Match on the Wake Up. But up next, we have Schmig, Entertainment Schmig. We'll talk about Miley Cyrus's new album, a few more details, and Chris Evans addressing his weekend controversy. It's coming up in about 6 minutes on Y98.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening.
Gun kind of crazy, she's poison but tasty. And people say, run, don't walk away. Yeah, she's sweet but a psycho. A little bit psycho. At night she's screaming, my mind.
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Brought to you by Club Fitness. Celebrate 37 years of Club Fitness and join with 37-cent enrollment. Chris Evans doing an interview with Tamron Hall this week. He talked yesterday about that leaked photo that went viral over the weekend. Something happened this weekend, he first said. And then he said it was an interesting weekend full of lessons learned. A lot of teachable moments. It's embarrassing, but you got to roll with the punches. And he said he has fantastic fans who came to his support. All right, we're over Chris Evans.
I just, you know, what else? It's fine.
It happens. Of lessons learned. That's an understatement.
Right.
Yeah. Let's move on to some celebrities and their baby news. Jude Law welcoming his sixth child. Man. Yeah. But not to be outdone, Taylor Hansen from the group Hansen. He and his wife are expecting their seventh baby.
Wow.
Wow.
It's working overtime there.
Jude Law. And Jude Law, I think, a handful of different mothers, correct?
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah. Three or four.
And the older ones, I think, are models, and they look a lot like him. There's a boy and a girl, I think, that are in the modeling game.
Yeah.
And there's a boy that looks just like him.
Yes.
So good luck with that.
Yeah, right.
I guess I'll have to try to make it work.
New album alert. Okay, we've been talking about Miley Cyrus's album. What'd she say? It's going to be a mix of Metallica and Britney. All right, I'm interested. Well, she has some guests lined up. She did an interview saying that Billy Idol's going to be on the record.
Whoa.
And Dua Lipa.
Wow.
Yeah, good choice on both.
That'd be cool if they were on the same song.
Yeah. She said it's kind of like when you go to the highest end restaurant and they put two flavors together that you'd never expect. And that's what makes it the best.
They also do that at Sonic. doesn't need to be a high end restaurant. Miley.
Dua Lipa doing lots of collaborations. Madonna appeared on a remix of one of her songs from her new album. And her new album definitely has like an 80s Madonna vibe. Madonna's biopic. We have some more news on that. Madonna is apparently directing the film.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, me either.
Well, she has some directorial experience.
She does.
She's married to a director.
Right.
No,
she directed some stuff.
The Wallace Simpson biopic, or I guess it was based on the Wallace Simpson, what was it called? We, I think? W-E?
Yeah.
The Wallace and Edwards?
Edwards? She and Diablo Cody writing the screenplay, and they talked about how Ruth Langmore from Ozark, Julia is her real name. Can't remember her last name. She apparently is in the lead to play Madonna in the biopic.
It could be awesome.
It could be. There's a lot of wiggle room where it could go wrong.
Mm-hmm. What do you call it? Material Girl?
Good title.
Yeah. But it's Madonna, so I don't think she'll name it that. Billie Eilish, working on her new album, her brother Phineas talking about it. About a year ago, they were working on new material, and he said he does not want this to be a bummer COVID record. He doesn't want to release them during COVID. He said Billie's album and his, they're the vaccine records. He wants them to be the albums everyone's out dancing in the streets to after we have found a vaccine for COVID.
I get that.
Yeah.
I hope it's soon.
But dancing, it's her album
her last album, not one you'd necessarily dance to.
Sorry, Finn. Everybody's going to be dancing to the new Ludo record when the vaccine comes out.
And Samuel L. Jackson. We have this online at Y98.com. He said that if 2,500 people go to a website to make sure they're registered to vote, he's going to teach us a little something.
Listen up. If 2,500 of you head to my head count link to make sure you're hashtag good to vote, I will teach you to swear in 15 different languages.
If that's not incentive, I don't know what is. Do it. Yeah, you're running out of time to register to vote, so do that today. Speaking of cursing, South Park, history-making episode. In its 23-year run, they've never had an episode running longer than a half an hour. They've, of course, had some South Park movies, but they're going to have a one-night, one-hour pandemic special.
I am very proud to announce a pandemic special.
That's what I said. September 30th, 7 o'clock. And it's going to address COVID.
I bet it'll be funny.
Yeah. That's Entertainment Schmig. More for you online at Y98.com. You can get the 640 Schmig in podcast form at the website, radio.com app, and wherever you download your favorite podcasts. Right now, Lance Hildebrand with a look at traffic.
Post Malone on the Wake Up with Jen and Tim. It's time now for celebrity birthdays. We'll look at famous people born today, September 16th. Let's start off with, she's a former SNL cast member. You know her as the voice of Joy in Inside Out. And, of course, as Leslie Knope from Parks and Recreation. How old is Amy Poehler?
I stand behind my decision to avoid salad and other disgusting things. And I think I have a lot of support in the community for that.
Just a delight.
Agreed.
I think she's 48.
I like that. 49.
49 is correct. All right, you know this next person best as Rory on the Gilmore Girls. How old is Alexis Bledel?
So first day of school, I want to get there early. And my locker, they moved it, so I don't even know if it'll work properly. And then I'll have to get a new one, and God knows how long that'll take or where it'll be, and that could send the whole day into chaos.
Rory, the responsible one.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike her mother.
She was on Mad Men, too.
She was, and she married what's-his-face?
Pete!
Yeah. Evil Pete.
Pete from Mad Men.
And she's on The Handmaid's Tale now, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Big fan.
She's so good in everything.
34.
40?
39.
39 is correct.
Wow.
All right, this guy's been in The Expendables. He was also Randy the Ram in The Wrestler. And then, of course, Whiplash in Iron Man 2. How old is Mickey Rourke?
If you can make God bleed, then people will cease to believe in him. And there will be blood in the water.
Was that Jen? Oh,
sounded like it, right? He really went and messed up his face with some plastic surgery.
And from boxing, too, right? It was like he was a professional boxer for a time.
He's like, yeah, it's from boxing.
Yeah, right.
With scalpels.
I was boxing, and that's why I look like this.
Mickey Rourke, 68.
68 is correct.
Wow.
3 for 3. Let's see if we can go 4 for 4.
68.
Yeah, a couple of music people have birthdays today. He's a Jonas brother. How old is Nick Jonas? I'm a sucker for all the subliminal things no one knows about you, about you, about you, about you.
I'm a sucker for you. Favorite Joe Bro.
I'm so unclear on the order of Joe Bros.
He's the youngest.
Youngest of the three.
Yeah, because then there's Bonus Jonas, Frankie Jonas, who did not make the band's cut.
All right, all right. But of the three,
Kevin's the oldest.
Then
Joe.
Joe.
than Nick.
Than Nick.
Oh, okay.
And Nick's wife, Priyanka Chopra, older than Nick.
Doesn't matter. It's love.
I'm just saying, if you know how old she is, count down. I think he's 32.
Why
is Kevin
really?
Smiling?
I don't know.
The number in my head, I was going to say what Tim said, but I'm going to say 31.
28.
28. Oh, wow. How old's Priyanka? Now I'm curious.
She's like 35 or 36.
Okay. Man, we got a big Priyanka fan over here. She's 38. So he's what? How old is he?
He's 28.
Good for both of them.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
All right. And finally, celebrating a birthday today with hits like Should Have Known Better, Don't Mean Nothing, and Right Here Waiting. How old is Richard Marx?
Hold on to the night. Hold on to the memories.
Man.
Mary 2?
80s hit maker.
Daisy Fuentes?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Mm. 66.
55.
64.
57.
What?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
He had to be young.
Yeah.
When those songs came out.
Well, he was late 80s. He, yeah, by the way, before he was married to Daisy Fuentes, was married to Cynthia Rhodes, the dancer who is in Dirty Dancing.
Yep. And then she was in the band Animotion for a while.
Man.
Don't mean nothing, though. There were a lot of dancers. There were a lot of dancers in Dirty Dancing.
No, she was like the main. She was right. His dance partner before Baby showed up. Yep.
Never seen it.
And then there was a misunderstanding with her, Baby's dad. You gotta dive in today.
I know there's a corner involved.
And then she was in a movie. Kevin, you might know.
Runaway with Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck and Gene Simmons.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Early work, too, of Kirstie Alley. It's a really good film.
Didn't that one feature robotic spiders?
Yes.
Kirstie Alley?
Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
Kirstie Alley.
I know.
That is so strange.
I'm just saying, if you're born today, happy birthday, because you had a solid celebrity birthday day today.
Nice work, everybody.
Yeah.
Here's
way
Lance.
To be born.
here's Lance Hildebrand with a final look. Y98, that was Camila Cabello. This is The Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance. A few stories we wanted to hit.
Yeah, some crazy stories. This one guy on a bus decided, instead of wearing a mask, he was just going to wear a snake. This happened in England. You can see this picture of him. He has a snake wrapped around his neck, and then it goes kind of down his arm. They think that he said that would be a good way to keep people keeping their distance from him.
And the CDC, if they've said one thing, they've said that snakes are not a good substitute for a mask.
No.
So I appreciate him trying to stop the spread. Not a good idea.
Yeah, so they're reviewing footage, interviewing the driver. They say the safety of the people riding the bus is their absolute priority.
He was using Venom as hand sanitizer. He got it all wrong.
Well, speaking of wearing items, this just sold at Christie's for almost $600,000. The crown worn by the notorious B.I.G. in his last photo shoot.
What, for Rolling Stone?
Yes.
I remember those pictures.
The plastic crown, according to the photographer, was just a novelty item. He only paid $6 for it.
Wow. God, how much did it sell for?
$594,000 at auction last night.
So as the photographer, he just held on to it and he put it up? That's awesome.
Yeah. You know, he even said, he goes, I actually kind of think that's a little low.
I was going to say it's low.
I always thought, you know, he goes, I remember doing the shoot, putting it on Biggie, thinking, you look like Burger King. But he said, you know, but I always thought Biggie was the king. So it's, you know, apropos that is the photo. But he thought, you know, that's a little low. I thought it would go for more.
Hmm. I held on to some tin foil from a Ludo photo shoot.
You did?
That we made like masks out of. So someday.
It's going to go for less than you paid for it.
And finally this, I don't know if you guys saw this. A few teens in Florida were driving around at 2 in the morning on Sunday looking for cars to break into. And somebody's Ring doorbell cam got them on video. Well, the guy who saw it wasn't at home in bed. He was at work. So what did he do? Well, work happened to be his job as a police helicopter pilot. He's up in the helicopter, and he gets this thing where he sees kids trying to break into his car in his driveway. So he flies right over there, uses the helicopter's night vision to track them down, radios down to the cops on the ground. They tried to pull him over, and they couldn't, so he keeps following them. Eventually, the cops had to put out the spike strips, stop the guys. All three of them were arrested. They found a bunch of wallets in the car, and the car itself was stolen. They're in big, big trouble. They picked the wrong house. That's bad luck. I mean, you get out of the crime game after something like that happens. Good for that. What, that had to feel good, where he had to be up there just being like, there's no way this is happening right now.
Right.
But, yes.
Yep. I'm doing it.
That is an amazing story, along with some of my favorites when, like, people try to rob someone who's older on the streets. Like, oh, let's go after this 90-year-old man who happens to be a black belt in karate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I need more of those stories.
They got the bad guys.
Mornings on Y98 are brought to you by Meyer.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.